Can we take in 160, oh to God's unchanging hand? In 160 before we sit down. Ode to God's unchanging hand. Kiji. In 160, time is filled with sweet transition. Shall we?
Don't you?
best choir in the world. God bless you. You may be seated. The Lord has been blessing us since the beginning of this service, and he still has more blessings for us. They said the patient dog is the fattest bone, and the bottom pot is usually the sweetest. Is that right? I have a very bitter truth to tell us this afternoon. A very, very bitter truth. Not everyone going to church is a child of God. It is not everybody going to church. It is not everybody that is seated here this afternoon that is a child of God. The Church of Jesus Christ is not made up of only children of God. There are others also in the same church. And in every local church, you find this mixture, different people there. It is not everybody that goes to church that is a child of God. Please lend me your ears for these few minutes we have. The journey from earth to glory is like the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 37 and 38, what does the Bible say? When they were leaving Egypt, there's something instructive in that verse. Exodus 12, 37, 38. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 on foot, that were men beside children. Verse 38 is the emphasis. And what happened? And a mixed multitude did what? Went up with them. Can we see it? A mixed multitude went up with them. It is same also in the church of today. And the reason is because wherever God manifests, all manner of people are attracted to him. We just had prophetic ministrations from our prophets. That alone is able to attract somebody to this church. That alone is able to attract somebody to God. Imagine a God that will touch you and you have been in sickness for 30 years and the sickness disappears just at the mention of the name of Jesus. Wherever God is manifesting, all manner of people are attracted to it. That is why the Lord Jesus made a statement in John chapter 6 and verse 37. Gospel according to John chapter 6 and verse 37. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall do what? Shall come to me. There are those that the Father gave him. And him that cometh to me, because whatever you saw attracted you, I will not chase you away. You'll still be a church member. But you are not part of those that the Father gave me. This afternoon, we are looking at the composition of the church. The composition of the church. It is a very great mystery that not everybody seated here is a child of God. In fact, you that are listening to me, you might not be a child of God. No vex, so not true, I did talk. We don't become children of God by claiming it. Praise God. You need to know this truth so that you will not be stumbled by whatever you see in the church. In that church, there is no love. In that church, this, in that church, that. When people complain about a local church like Bride Assembly, I pity them. Because to me, it reflects their pitiable spiritual condition. The only reason you should complain about the church is if the word of God is compromised in that church, or if the shepherd of that church is not living according to the truth. But if you are saying this church, no love, this church, people are kind, this church is that, it is an evidence of lack of revelation on your side. And that is what we want to share, the composition of the church. There are different categories of people present in the church, in every local assembly. All manner of people come to church. Why do you think that the church of today, generally, is rocked so much by scandals?
You hear of apostles that have become pimps. You hear of false prophets faking miracles. You hear of pastors and prophets that are serial homosexuals and serial fornicators. You hear of prophets and pastors that will lie to you in the name of God to collect money from you. In fact, when people go to church today, everybody is careful. Everybody is careful. Why is it so? It is because of this simple truth we want to share. It is not only children of God. Let me say it again so that it will sink, that are in the church. Praise the living God. And all these scandals we hear about the church causes us to know that the church has been invaded. Not just invaded, it has been infiltrated by people that are not children of God. See, I'm not trying to preach hatred. Gone are the days where we say we are one. It's no longer in the church of Jesus. And we will prove it from the Bible. Not everybody seated here this afternoon listening to me is a child of God. According to the scriptures. Not everybody is a child of God. If you look at the condition of our local churches today, even our church, it might stumble you. When the church started in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said the people magnified them. You can't join them. You won't die. Ananias and Sapphira did a little sin. Because the sin that is committed in the church today is more than that. The sin of Ananias and Sapphira is something that many of us even commit. You pledge that you will give your car to the church if you sell it. You now sold it for 5 million. You now came and told the church it is 3 million naira I sold it. That was the sin of Ananias and Sapphira. How many people are committing it? But what do we see? Instantly there was judgment and they died. That was when the church was made up of only children of God. Nowadays, a pastor can pick up the microphone and lie to you and nothing will happen to him. Sister, you can go to a man of God, a prophet for counseling, and he will start chasing you to sleep with you. And if he handles the mic, he will still manifest anointing. Has he not made you to wonder what is going on? That is what we are looking at. So that you will not be stumbled. Praise the living God. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. A short while ago, I was almost stumbled when I made certain discoveries, even in my own local church, Bride Assembly. You know, many a times, many of us, we have what we call church mind, where you believe everybody is a Christian, everybody is like you. But by the time I started discovering certain things in the church, I almost had heart attack. Not even heart attack, soul attack. At least heart attack is only your physical life that will be affected. Soul attack, it is your spiritual life that will die. Until the Lord himself taught me what I want to say. And it's something that our pastor has said over and over again, but sometimes it will not sink until you experience it. And then I remember the scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. What does it say? Looking unto Jesus, who? The author and the finisher of our faith. And I also remember 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. It says, the foundation of God doeth what? Standeth sure. 2 Timothy 2:19. The foundation of God doeth what? Standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, because not everybody in the church is a child of God. And let everyone that doeth what? Nameth the name of Christ depart from. It was these two scriptures that God used to revive me from soul attack. In my little understanding, I'm able to categorize the different kinds of people in the church into four different kinds. Four different categories of people in the church. All of us seated here, we fall in one or the other of these four. And everybody that comes to church is a good church member. Fine. But it is not everybody that is seated that is a child of God. And the funny thing is, everybody in the church will receive blessings from God. Everybody in the church will receive prophecy and miracle. But it is not everybody yet that is a child of God. Praise God. The first category, number one, the children of God. The true children of God. These are also known as the elects. They are those that the Lord Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father who sent him draw him. This category of people, they were not choosing the day they gave their life to Christ. The Bible says they were chosen from before the foundation of the world. It doesn't matter what they have done or how deep into sin they were before they met Christ. But once God calls them, they become genuinely converted. They are the people that the Lord Jesus calls my sheep in John chapter 10 verse 14. John 10, 14. John chapter 10, 14. What does it say? It says, I am the good shepherd. And do what? Are we together? Can we read together? I am the good shepherd and I do what? I know my sheep. Jesus has the sheep. These sheep are the true children of God. They are also called the good seed in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 24. Matthew 13, 24. The Bible refers to them. It says, another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that did what? Which sowed good seed in his field. That field is the church. The children of God are called the good seed. They are also called wheat. They are called the sheep. These are the true children of God. Now, the characteristics of the children of God are different from the other people in the church. Number one, it is God himself that draws them to him, to Jesus. In John 1, 12, the Bible says, being born again, not by the will of men, nor of the flesh, but by what? John 1, verse 12. What does it say? IT, can we be faster with the scriptures, please? To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Verse 11, what does verse 11 say? Okay, verse 13 is my emphasis. Being born again, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of what? But of God. These people were foreknown by God even before they were created. There is something God knows about them. And it is because of these people that Jesus went to the cross. They are the, when Jesus was taking the stripes and when the nail was going through his palm, it was these people that he had in mind. They are called the sheep. They are called the good seed. They are the children of God. So it is God himself that draws them to him. Look at John chapter 6 verse 44. The Lord Jesus says, no man can come to me except who? Except the Father that has sent me. Do what? Draw him. Another characteristic of the children of God is that because it is God that draws them to himself, they can receive revelation. One evidence you are a child of God, church, listen to me, is that you can receive revelation. It is not everybody that can receive divine revelation. I don't mean vision. I don't mean prophecy. I mean revelation of the word of God. Why do you think some people have been here for years and things we are preaching, they don't seem to understand it? Does it not surprise you that a prophet will be here for years and has been seeing the divine agenda taught from the word of God, that a prophet cannot pastor a church? Yet one morning the prophet will wake up and say his spirit is no longer here. See, permit me to say it, he can't receive revelation. Children of God, one evidence you are a child of God is that you can receive revelation. A big geo in his daily devotionals, 2011, March, was speaking against those that baptize in the name of Jesus. He said, if this spirit of error has come upon you, go and seek deliverance. That there are some people going up and down saying baptism should be in the name of Jesus. Church, between us and that geo, who is correct? In fact, it's not us. The Bible and the geo, who is correct? A big geo with PhD in applied mathematics cannot see water baptism in the name of Jesus. But you that did not go to school, you can see it clearly. It is an evidence you are a child of God. Now, Don't condemn him or look down on him. He simply cannot receive revelation. Revelation is not a product of your intellect. It's not because you can study. I didn't finish school. I'm a dropout. But what I know, it is God that gave me understanding. It is not because you have master's degree that you will know the Bible. You will only come and speak grammar if you have master's degree. Revelation is a product of the grace of God, and only the children of God can receive revelation. One characteristic of the children of God is that they can receive revelation because it is by revelation that God draws them to Jesus. A child of God is not coming to Jesus because of bread to eat. God reveals something about this Jesus to you that makes you come to him. It doesn't matter how deep into sin you are. None of us was born in the church. But if you're a child of God, there is something. That is why we say salvation is personal. There's a reason why this topic is coming at this time. And as we go along, you understand it. It is God that draws a child of God to himself. He didn't wake up one day and say, let me just be going to church. God reveals Jesus to them. That is why come rain, come sun, they will never deny Jesus. Whether they are suffering or not, Jesus is still all in all to them. It is revelation. Another characteristic of children of God is that they understand their destiny. When I say they understand their destiny, I'm not talking of the one that Prophet Amarachi will give you. You are a great man. You are supposed to be a billionaire, but they tied you and put your name under a pot in the village. No. The Bible says in Romans 8:29, our destiny is what? To be conformed to the image of his son. So when children of God, he says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. When children of God come to Christ, this is their focus, to be like Jesus. So is this thinking that not all of us are children of God? In fact, only God knows how many percent of us here are not children of God. The Bible will judge, not me. They understand their purpose. They are not in Christ for bread to eat. They are not in Christ because they want to get married. They are not in Christ for family deliverance. They understand the reason why Jesus went to the cross. They are the ones that can truly seek to be like Jesus. That is one of the characteristics of the children of God. Another characteristic is that their attitude towards sin is that they hate sin. They run from sin. They flee from sin. Even when they, by mistake, fall into sin, a child of God will be condemned. I don't believe you're a child of God. You fornicated once, twice, three times, four times, five times. And every time you're coming to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It's my weakness. You are not yet a child of God. If by mistake you fall into fornication as a child of God, for 1 year, you might not be yourself. When you see a woman coming from the east, you will run to the west. But you see people fornicating and they are still smiling, no condemnation. It is an evidence you're not a child of God. The children of God flee from sin. They can, because their father hates it. And the Bible says in Genesis 1:11 that every seed will bring forth of his kind. God cannot hate sin, and a child of God will love sin. It is impossible. One characteristic of the children of God is that they hate sin. I'm not saying they might not fall into sin. The Lord Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray that ye fall not into temptation. But a child of God runs from sin. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 8 to 10. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 8 to 10. Can we read it fast? He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not. We don't like this scripture, many of us. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Verse 10. In this simple principle, in this simple truth, The children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, no controversy. Neither he that loveth not his brother. The attitude of children of God to sin is that they run from sin. They hate sin. They flee from sin. The children of God do not swim in iniquity. They don't bathe in the pool of unrighteousness. When they see sin, they fight it. When they notice any weakness in their heart, they contend spirit, soul, and body. A child of God will not wait to fall into fornication before he knows that lust is disturbing him. A true child of God, when he sees himself being attracted to another person he ought not to be, instantly he starts fighting and praying for grace. It is not until he wakes up on the laps of Delilah, Father, have mercy. No. So the attitude of children of God is different from others. They hate sin, they run from sin. They flee from sin. They cannot bear sin. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. I said they can receive revelation, right? Look at John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. What does it say? My sheep hear my voice. Hey. My sheep do what? Hear my voice. The voice of God is not audible voice. In the last sermon of Pastor, he said, the voice that corrects you against sin is not the voice that speaks to your ear. It speaks to your conscience. The children of God hear the voice of God. It's not gifts. It's not word of knowledge. It's not seeing vision. Do you know that God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, a divine prophecy that is still fulfilling today? Was Nebuchadnezzar a child of God? An idol worshiper. Even Pharaoh had a dream that came to pass. It was Joseph told Pharaoh. He said, God has made you to know what will happen. Was Pharaoh a child of God? So the voice of God is not the voice that tells you turn left, turn right. It's the voice of revelation. Praise the living God. These are characteristics of the children of God. You will discover I have not said anything about gift or anointing. Because you don't use anointing or gift to qualify who a child of God is. Many of us like saying that's right, but as it sank in Psalm 68 verse 18, what does the Bible say? He gave it his gift to all men. Even to who? The rebellious. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 45, he says we should be like our Father. For he causeth his rain to fall on the good and the who? God can give anybody a gift. We don't use gift and anointing to determine who a child of God is. If I carry the microphone and I'm manifesting power, don't say this man is a great son of God. He's a lie. Part of the characteristics of the children of God has nothing to do with anointing. Because gift and anointing can come upon everybody. Praise God. The second group of people in the church, let me be fast, are the children of the wicked one, the children of Satan. Church, Satan has his children in the church. The children of Satan are in Bride Assembly Church too. Make a talk come again. Bride of Christ, listen to me. Satan has his children also in the church. It should not marvel you. Why? In the book of Job chapter 1, even when there was a meeting in heaven, Satan was a VIP in that meeting. God was having a meeting with the sons of God. Who showed up uninvited? Satan. Did God cast him away? Did Angel Michael go with a sword to tell him, what are you looking for here? Rather, God started discussing with Satan, his business partner. If Satan can go to heaven, his children can come to church. Look at this scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16. I'm saying this so that we will be established. Hey, since the day I came across this scripture, my understanding about many things changed. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment. In the place of judgment, what was there? Are you reading with me? I said, under the sun, this place is a place of judgment, but wickedness is there. And then the place of righteousness, what is there? Iniquity. The church is called the pillar and ground of truth. The church is a place of righteousness. What is there? Iniquity. Satan's children are present in the church, even in Bride Assembly Church. Look at it. Matthew chapter 13, from verse 24 to 30. The Lord Jesus himself is the one that opened our eyes to this. He says, another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed what? Good seed in his field. Who is that man? The Lord Jesus. But while men slept, his enemy came and did what? Sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Then the servant of the household that came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Are there not supposed to be only children of God in the church? Where did the children of devil come from? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Okay, sir, what should we do? Let us bind them and gather them up. Verse 29. No, leave them. Unless when you are gathering the children of Satan, you will gather the children of God also with them. Hey, let both grow together until when? Until the rapture. Children of God and children of Satan in the same church. Until the rapture. In the time of the rapture, I would say to reapers, gather ye together first the tares. Bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. Now, to understand the interpretation of that parable, let's go on to verse 36 of the same chapter. Verse 36. Can we be fast? Matthew 13, 36. Then Jesus sent the multitudes away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. What did Jesus say? He answered and said unto them, he that sowed good seed is who? Is the Lord Jesus, the Son of Man. Next verse. The field is the world. The world there is not the earth, it's the church. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are who? Are you reading with me, church? The tares are who? The children of the wicked one. Verse 39. Can we read? The enemy that sowed them is who? The devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Can we read on? Verse 41, please. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of who? Out of his kingdom. The church. All things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise the living God. In the church, Satan has his children. They are called the tares. Praise the living God. They also have their characteristics. Number one, these children of Satan, listen to me, this thing will help you. They have a form of godliness. They are bona fide church members. They can pray, they can speak in tongues. They can even manifest gifts and anointing. So they are not the prostitutes outside. They are present in the church. Hey. They are not just present. They are very active. Two. Another characteristic for their identification is that they do iniquity. He says, he shall gather out of his kingdom them that do what? Do iniquity. They are great sinners in the church. They are, in fact, it is among them that you find the secret sinners. Where the children of Satan are, they are not quiet. Their presence is felt in the church. In fact, they easily manifest more anointing than the children of God. The purpose is so that they can fulfill their ministry. Now, why does Satan have his children in the church? It's simple. It is to wrongly influence the children of God. It is to stumble and to offend the children of God. Are you with me, church? The reason why he has his children in the church, they are not there for decoration. They are there on an assignment. Their assignment is to stumble and offend the true children of God. They will cause you to fall. They will influence you wrongly. I heard the story of a brother, a prophet here, some time ago in Bride Assembly. I think many years ago, I heard the story. How he came and confessed to pastor that when did he start fornicating? He went with other ministers to one of the eastern states. And when they got there in the hotel room, beautiful university girls were imported to them. Then anointed ministers, everybody started manifesting who they are. He was shocked. He said, no. This one does not affect the gifts. This one does not matter, this and that. And that was how they brought him into iniquity. Please, who are those people? They are not children of God. They are bona fide children of Satan. Their ministry is to stumble you. Their ministry is to cause you to fall. There are people in the church that will lure you into sin. Even in a church like this. A gifted sister might come close to you and she can start seducing you. Imagine a brother that was courting a sister and is using statements like, you have been starving me. Since you've been courting, you have been starving me. What is he looking for? And when the sister did not open her legs for him, they were in my set doing marriage class. I know the sister. And I know the brother in question. When the sister did not give in to such wicked demand, people that have gone through marriage committee, he broke the relationship. You want to tell me that's a child of God? If a child of God, then you have definitely been possessed by tears. Their ministry is to cause you to fall. These children of Satan are also the carriers of virus. Pastor told us about the virus that breaks the fabric of fellowship. They are the ones that are in charge of the radio FM in the church that go from this place to this place to join two heads together in the same church. They are the type that spread lies against the ministry. When you are new in the church, they will scan you to see your spiritual weight, however you are spiritually, and they will start the assignment on you. They will poison your mind against the ministry, against the ministers, against whatsoever is done in the church. Do you know there are people that send people away from this church and their church members? See, Socrates, the great philosopher, he said what? Man, know thyself. Let us know ourselves. That is why we are talking. Let us know who we are, whether you, I'm a child of God, or me, I'm a child of Satan. So I will accept who I am and take full ground and manifest my ministry properly. They are the ones that spread all manner of rumors in the ministry. Rasoni, waiting to happen for this church. If you see what you see for pastor office now, they did not see anything. It is who they are. You know that man of God, he just they fornicate up and down. That's how some people say pastor has a girlfriend in the same church, Pastor Moses. Bring the pictures, bring the evidence, bring the CCTV. If not, thunder will strike your mouth for saying such thing. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But whether thunder strikes you or not, it is your ministry, it is who you are. They are the ones that you will be on fire. And they usually show this form of godliness as if they are spiritual. But when they come close to you, they kill you spiritually. You know, in this church, you can have a friend that you and him are having casual sex. Casual sex. It's not a big deal. You did not even ask her out or show any marital interest. But we're just friends. Let's be fornicating. No. Let me not use the word fornication. Fornication. Let's just be friends with benefits. In this church is happening. assignment of this task is against the wheat. Church, listen to me. It is not everybody that you make your friend in the church. Some people are okay as acquaintances. There's a difference between a friend and an acquaintance. This is not discrimination. It is revelation. Before you call, bring somebody very close and you are one with that person, make sure you have done your assignment upon that person. And you know that the person will be a pillar to you and not a caterpillar. We have caterpillars in the church. You are on fire. You love righteousness and holiness. When these people see you, they will come close to you. And when they are doing the assignment, you'll be wondering, because they are very anointed, very gifted. They are usually gifted. Or they are usually in a position of influence in the church. So you'll be stumbled. Ah, you sure say I'm not doing my own too much. This is my own version of Christianity. Look at this person now. Before he turned, God has spoken to him. Before she turned, this one has happened. Before this one, breakthrough. Ah, are you sure I'm not overdoing my own? That is their purpose. They are actually children of Satan. Praise the living God. Church, are you getting blessed? They are the ones that spread lies and gossip in the church. And most times, they succeed in their ministry against the children of God. Most times they do. There was a man of God that used to be in this church, Brandon BC, you know who I want to talk about. A sister came to me and confessed to me. That was before demolition. The man of God brought her into the office. I want to do deliverance for you. Rasoni, come, let me use you as an example. Sorry. Church, I want to do deliverance for a full-grown sister. You demon, out. I'm doing deliverance up to the extent of putting his hand in a private part. Deliverance inside an office that is locked. Is that deliverance or seduction? No wonder they are no longer in this church. After that brother left, some of the people he committed fornication with, I know one that confessed to me that he was the same brother that disvirgined her. I know it. This brother, Brother Lubisi, was he anointed or not? Let me not say more than that before the identity will be revealed. Very anointed. Carrying tag as a minister in this church. You want to tell me he's a child of God? Praise the living God. Their assignment is against you. Brother, before you go and meet any sister and propose to her, be sure she's not a child of the devil. That sister with long skirts. These children of Satan can wear long skirts and very good clothes. Get close. They're the ones that will send you a message. Are you sure you're a man? You are courting sister. Sister, are you sure you're a man? Are you sure you're a man? Sister is the one asking you to come and sleep with her. She's not. She's after your spiritual life. What was Delilah to Samson? A fire extinguisher. That is who they are. Children of Satan. In the church. In the same church. So it is not everybody that you take close. Before you go to the extent of making somebody your prayer partner, your bona fide friend. I'm not saying you should not relate with anybody in the church. I'm saying before you take somebody so close, make sure you do your homework upon that person. There are some people you tell your weaknesses or secrets to in this church, and they will finish you. You want to tell me that children of God, when the Bible says confess your faults one to another and pray for one another, go and tell somebody your weakness or your faults. You are finished. Everybody will know in the church that you had HIV. Everybody will know in the church that you have a weakness. Praise the Lord. The third category, let's be fast because of time. They are who the Bible describes as the birds of the air. Matthew 13, verse 31 to 32. Jesus called them the birds of the air in the same church. Matthew 13, 31. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Then what happened? Indeed, it is the least of all seed, but when it is grown, that mustard seed is the church. It started with just 120 disciples, but when it is grown, it becomes the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree. Why? Then all the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Birds lodge in the branches of a tree for protection, to build their nest, to lay their eggs, to hatch their eggs. So these birds of the air that lodge in the tree, they are the people that come to Jesus, but not for salvation. Their purpose for being a Christian or identifying with Christ is not because they want to go to heaven. And unfortunately, this is where many people fall into. Their purpose for coming to church is not because they want to go to heaven. This Jesus is a good God. Healing, they're there. Deliverance, they're there. Protection, they're there. He takes a beggar, he makes him a king. This Jesus is too much. Let me go and meet him. They are not coming to Jesus because they want him to take them to heaven. Their purpose, Apostle Paul said, if in this life only I have hope in Christ, I am what? Of all men, most miserable. So these are the miserable Christians. They are not children of Satan, no. They are not children of Satan. They are people, normal people. Some of them may be moral, some might be immoral. But they come to Christ not for salvation. There are many benefits in following Jesus. Many benefits. So this is why they come to him. The characteristics of these people. One, they cannot receive revelation. This one is all this water baptism. Ah, church, this one. God dead. Woman dressed like this, that one. Ah, church. They cannot receive revelation. They don't understand what God is doing, even through a ministry like this. These people are very prayerful. They can go to mountain, they can fast, they can see prophets, they can be good workers in the church. But they can't receive revelation. The truth of the word of God doesn't strike them. The mysteries of the kingdom, the divine agenda, they have no interest in. There are people in this church that are not interested in the word of God. Since morning, we've been praising God. The prophets came, fire everywhere. It's time for the word of God. Some people are sleeping now. No interest whatsoever in what we are saying. Continue sleeping. It is a sign of who you are. They can't receive revelation. Which one is what that baptism just said? That the type that said, are you saying it's only you people that will go to heaven? Did you say so? I know how I serve my God. These people in pride, their own is too much. I believe that if I do right, if I God sees our hearts. Ah, I pity you. The Bible says God is greater than our conscience. There is a way that seems right to a man. The end is the way of death. So they come to Jesus for anything. They are the type that are very good church members. On Sunday, they are on very good dresses. Jam them on Monday. You see sister on a very beautiful trouser. And where's our church? I'm a member of Bride Assembly Church. I have the number of Pastor Moses, Pastor Smart, Pastor Obina, Prophet Sunday, Prophet Samarachi. In fact, they are the ones that follow our prophet the most on Let Us Pray. Sorry, my apologies to the prophet. Tuesday, they are here early in the morning. Friday, they know they miss program. But the word of God has no place in them. So anything salvation, they choose the way they want to serve God. They don't bend to the word of God. The word of God must bend to them. They are good people. Some of them might not even be fornicators. Some of them might be moral. But the word of God has no root in them. They are the birds of the air. The people that, they are the type of the people that came to Jesus to eat bread. Jesus said, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the bread and you are filled. So you have come to look for me again so that I can multiply bread for you to eat. So that I can prosper your business. So that I can heal you. I can give you family deliverance. So that I can. If that is the reason you are coming to church, this is the category you fall. You have been coming to Bride Assembly. You have not sat down to say, what is it exactly that these people are saying? When I came to this church, the first thing I did, I saw young boys called youth contenders. I saw them tearing Bible. Instantly, I went to join them. The first Saturday, after VJ, I came back. I sat down. I started asking questions. I got CDs. Got DVDs to go and listen to at home to know exactly the message that God is passing through this ministry. But some of us are not interested whatsoever in the word of God. I'm not condemning you. I'm only helping you to identify yourself. You are only part of the bread seekers. You are not a child of God. The greatest interest of a child of God is the word of God. The greatest desire of a child of God is the word of God. It says, as newborn babes, desire sincere milk of the word that you may grow. This category of people are people that is just anointing, anointing, anointing. They can pray fast. Some of them don't even come to church with Bible. Some of them, it is only when they come to church, God, do fast, talk, finish and go. During the week, they cannot repeat the message they heard. Let me even build my spiritual life. It's not in the agenda. But they can have program 40 days. Before the end of this year, my ML class must manifest. Before the end of this year, this must happen. I must get that visa. This is who you are. You are part of the birds of the air. And Jesus has enough food for you in his church. But you are not a child of God according to the scriptures. I'm not condemning you. I'm helping you identify yourself. We will get together fine. I'm only telling you. So that when we get to heaven, there will be no disappointments. Everybody already knows who and who. By your lifestyle, I can tell who is going to heaven and who is not. One of the discoveries I made that shocked me, a young girl sat in my office. Sister Marachi, you're a witness to this. A young girl that is a worker in this church. And when she started confessing, at first she was denying it. She's almost on a weekly basis for over 1 year. She has been fornicating with another brother in this church that is also a worker. Almost on a weekly basis. In fact, she said, every week. When she was sat, I was first cold. I didn't know where to start from. This is a girl that has been in this church for a long time. A lady that's been in this church for a long time. And all of us, oh yes, in the presence of the Lord. This morning, the praises was going on. And I don't know the realm I got to. I just went behind. And I was just looking. Joy, everybody's laughing, dancing to the altar. The atmosphere is so joyous. But why everybody is coming to the altar? God knows his own. Everybody is coming to drop big offering. The angel will collect it. You are welcome. But God knows his own. The same girl will come and drop her own offering. The same brother will dance and drop his own offering in the church. I'm not condemning you. I'm only telling you. I'm only trying to help you know who you are. One characteristic of children of God, like I said, is their attitude to sin. Before God saved me, I indulged in fornication and in partying. As a teenager. Even as a teenager. I'll gather money and organize parties. We'll rent hotel. But when I came in contact with Christ, the first thing that God does to you, if you're his child, and he brings you to him, he deals with sin in your life. That is where his glory is made manifest. That he can turn you from a sinner to a saint. That is where his glory is made manifest. In the same environment where I was notorious, I became famous for righteousness. And they will say, only God can do this. I didn't go preaching to anybody before they started calling me pastor in the street. That is the testimony of a Christian. But you are in a church like this. Yes, I was going to church, but the church I was going to, I was even a worker. I did not hear anything about sin, about the word of God. It's motivational speaking, and we are all doing it. The first time I heard a genuine sermon, I went to the altar and cried. But you have been in Bride Assembly for years. God is manifesting here. The word of God is giving forth raw. If you cannot be convinced and convicted in Bride Assembly, you are not a child of God. There is nowhere you will go to that you can change. There is no vision you will see that will change you. If you have been in Pride Assembly for years and you cannot be convicted and change, you are not a child of God. So these bread seekers, birds of the air, they are also very present in the church. They have a form of godliness, like I said. They cannot receive revelation. Quickly, let's look at John chapter 6, verse 51. John 6, 51. Let's see an example of these people. And they are prayerful because they are looking for Jesus for miracles so they can pray. They fool our prayer group. They fool everywhere. See, Jesus has multiplied bread. They came to him. Now he's giving them another type of bread. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If you eat of this bread, you will not die. I will give you my flesh. It is, I'll give for the life of the world. Verse 52. Can you see? They can't receive revelation. I beg. This man on the crazy. How will you give us your flesh to eat? Jesus continued. Verse 53, please. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Yea. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have eternal life, and I will raise you up at the last day. Verse 55. For my flesh is good food, and my blood is good drink. Verse 56. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, I will be dwelling in you and you in me. Next verse. As the living Father sent me, and I live by the Father, so if you eat me, I will live, you will live by me. This is the bread that came from heaven, not as your fathers eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. Now let's go on. These are the things that Jesus said. He was breaking down mysteries to them. Verse 60. You can see these bread seekers. Many therefore, the Bible calls them disciples, but we know they were not disciples. When they had this, they said what? Ah! This church self, you now own too much. This bride assembly, your own is too much. Who can hear it? Verse 61. When Jesus knew that they are saying this, did he calm down? He added more fire. Is this offending you? Next verse. If what and if you see me go up where I was before, this one scattered the church. See, it is the spirit that giveth life, that giveth understanding. The flesh profits not nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Next verse. But there are some of you that believe not. Jesus knew from the beginning. Now verse 65 and verse 66. Therefore, I said unto you, no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. Last verse, verse 66. From that time, what happened? Many of his disciples went back. They are the type, you mean I have this prophetic gift and I cannot make money with it? Ah! Pastor Moses, this alone is too much. Bread assembly. Hang that scripture, that verse 66. Ah! I've been following this man for years. This is an art saying. Amen. Verse 66, please, hang the scripture, please. And at that time, what happened? They turned back and walked no more with him. When a minister that is not called to be a pastor leaves this church to start a ministry, you and I know it is not because of the salvation of men. It is for food to eat. I say it without apologies. So they are bread seekers. And there are a lot of people looking at me now that love such ministries. They'll go there on Wednesday and come to church on Sunday. What are you looking for that you don't have in Bride Assembly? You think it's by going from church to church? Children of God don't go about. They have a relationship with their Father. I don't come to Bride Assembly Church so that my condition will change. I come to Bride Assembly to be connected to God. The truth is preached there. I'm coming to know him. I'm coming to charge myself to connect to him. When I have a problem, I pray at home and he answers me. All the manifestations and anointing is attraction. The main reason why we come here is the word of God. So you that are jumping up and down, it simply shows you are looking for bread to eat. That is your purpose for being in Christ. You are part of the birds of the air. That is who you are. Praise the living God. That God blesses you materially. Listen. That God blesses you materially doesn't mean you are his child. You came to church on Sunday. Prophet Sidney picked you up. Then Sister Marachi backed it up. Then Prophet Jaola even confirmed it. Only you. Then everybody say, now you were escorted from church today. By the end of this week, this person will die. By this time next week, you receive a divine breakthrough call. by this time next week, somebody will dash you a car, only you. That God does that for you. I never knew he will honor me this way. Doesn't mean you are his child. Let it sink deep. Our God is a God that blesses people that are wicked towards him. That's why I say pray for your enemies. That God heals you, delivers you, doesn't mean you are his child. The children of God have their characteristics. If you don't fall into that characteristics, no matter the blessing you receive, no matter how close you are to the pastor, you are not a child of God. The last category, our time is fast spent. Now, this fourth group is another very funny group. The hirelings. Hirelings. That's employees. Hirelings. Look at John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. John Gospel chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. For he, that is what? An hireling. Now, job you find come church. And not the shepherd. Who owns the sheep or not? He sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Verse 13. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep. In the church, in the local church, we have hirelings also. There are people that they came to job, church rather, to look for employment only. Who is a hireling? One that is hired for a specific job. If I'm hired to clean the church now, I am a hireling. Now, you might be hired to work in your church. That doesn't mean you fall into this category. But I'm trying to tell us that there are people that their reason for coming to church is to get a job, is to be employed in that church, is to be hired in that church. These people, whatever you are doing in the church doesn't concern them. What concerns them is, let me do my duty and receive my paycheck at the end of the month. It's a very funny group of people. Whatever you are preaching doesn't concern them. They can't even defend what the church stands for. You can see them today in the church and tomorrow in the beer parlor. You can see them today in the church and tomorrow when you jam them in Lagos Island, you'll see sister on trousers. She doesn't send you. If she knows that if you see her on trousers or if you see him in beer parlor, it will affect his job, then they can hide and be doing it secretly. These ones, their attitude towards sin is anyhow. Their life doesn't, they care not about how they live. They might be very good workers in the church, but that's all they came to the church for. Are we together? This one's nothing like revelation. Eh? What are you people saying? Serpent seed, revelations, blah, blah, blah. They are the type that don't come to church even with Bible. And the type that when preaching is going on, if they're not on duty, check them now. They might be on WhatsApp or Facebook. They are the type that are saying in their hearts now, oh God, do fast, come up for your more close. World Cup is starting today. In fact, even breast seekers are already murmuring. Qatar 2022 is starting today. Let me go and watch. They have prophesied to us, I've given offering. Let me be going home. Some people are saying it in their hearts now. I'm not judging you. It is who you are. You can't help it. You can't help it. Praise the Lord. So these hirelings, once they lose their employment in the church, bah, you will not see them in the church again. I mean, yes, you are employed in the church. Then there was retrenchment. Church says, we have too much financial constraints. We can't pay you again. Why do you now turn to be an enemy of the church? Were you coming to the church because of that job? Yes. That is who the hirelings are. During COVID, when the church had so much financial constraints, some people were retrenched. Since that day, bye-bye to Bride Assembly. Jam them on Facebook, that church. They were members of the church. Oh, yes, in the presence of God, they came to drop offering. Shalom, shalom, everybody. But they were not here for anything. Now, job keep them. Hirelings, this one falls most especially among the paid workers in the church. Anything they are doing in the church doesn't concern you. The word of God, zero. Program, zero. What matters is the job you are doing. It is very, very common among a particular category of people in every ministry. No apologies to my musicians, but we all know in the Christian church today, the most irresponsible people are instrumentalists. They will just play their own. Brother Sam, you know what I'm saying? There are some people that will just play. Once they finish in the morning, they will go. That is why they came to that church. I'm not talking of here. If you like, play and go here. Yeah, you will meet your pastor at the end of the day. I'm not speaking of those here. I believe these ones are becoming responsible rather. But that is what we see. You see somebody coming to church with a worldly air, worldly lifestyle. What is he coming to do? He's just an instrumentalist. That is his own. I'm just coming to do my job. Ask them what the pastor said today. They can't tell you anything. Ireland. And we must have them. For instance, in this church, we must employ security. There have been people that were employed that did not even know anything going on here, and they were employed. There used to be somebody in charge of the water plant. He had nothing what concerned him with this church, but he was employed because he was a professional in his field. Ireland, in the same church. These are the four categories of people in the church. Now, why all this? In conclusion, the message today is to the true children of God, so that you will take heed to what the Lord Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Matthew 10, 16. What does it say? Behold, I send you forth as what? Sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore what? Somebody, can you say it with me? Wise as serpents. Church, if you are a child of God, you need wisdom. In the church, you need wisdom. And so that you will not be stumbled. When you, sister, you went to meet this great man of God. You went to meet this pastor or this prophet. And then he turns after and he starts with awful force coming to you for fornication. So you say, eh? You mean this? No, don't be stumbled. Place him where he belongs. Know who he is and what. Avoid him. Walk in him with wisdom. Don't even go about and say, you know that prophet is a fornicator. You don't need that. If at all you need to do anything, report to the church authority. That's all. And let them handle it. Don't say because you came to Bride Assembly Church and one prophet duped you and fornicated with you and said this to did everything. Then the church is not a church of God. Don't mind them in Bride Assembly. That church, God knows they are not rubbish they do. No. You are missing it. You are missing it. They have their place in the church. There are people that will unnecessarily hate you and fight you and gossip you in the church. Not because of that, stay at home and say, I'm no more coming to Bride Assembly. You are missing it. There is no true church you will go to that you will not see these four categories of people. In fact, let me tell you something. Any church you go to and everybody is a saint is an occultic gathering. They are pretending until they initiate you. So stop all this. Ah, that sister is bad. That sister is this. Forget it. Since you know that this is who he is, you walk with what? Wisdom. I send you forth as sheep among wolves. So you place them. There's a language that we use. You zone them. You can, God bless you. God bless you, everybody. You even relate to them. You zone them. But you know they cannot be part of your inner cycle. You know how you relate to them. You know if I come close to this person, it will hurt me. So from afar, let me relate with you. Shalom. Oh, sister, shalom. God bless you. Oh, shalom. Man of God, shalom. Ah, this person is in the hospital. Hey, yeah, I will pray for him. I'll go and see him. Do your Christian duty. So stop saying they are not Christians. They are not Christians. You, are you perfect? Stop that. I hear people complain about the church too much, and because of that, they will stumble themselves and say, ah, that church or that choir stand. All of them in the choir. Say, I've heard rubbish like that. So because all of them in the choir, don't mind them, they're sinners. I will not join them. When you are doing that, it is self-righteousness. You are just denying yourself. If you have the gift, if that's what is in the better, go and join them. Zone them. Zone everybody. Sabia, you go there, work out with them. Pastor Smart, remember what we discussed on Friday, sir? I was so marveled that I was marveled at your reaction towards that thing. I was even telling my wife, I said, this man get wisdom. Ministers, don't worry, it's between us. It's the same issue. He identified somebody that this is how this person is in the ministry. And what he's saying was the truth. I even confirmed to him that I had the same encounter with this particular person. Okay, then it made more sense to me. Yes, zone the person. Zone the person. It's not for you to see the person and frown your face. Or when they say, turn and shout fire, you'll be looking for where that person is. So that you send fire to that person. No. Know how to walk with everybody. Not, we are all in the church, but all of us know where we are going to. Eh? Everybody, so don't allow anybody influence your spiritual walk negatively. Don't allow anybody influence your spiritual walk negatively. In your group, yes, they are not spiritual. Yeah, they are carnal. They don't like the word of God. They don't know. You stay apart. Eh? Hebrews 12, 2. What? Looking unto Jesus. Not looking at anybody. Looking unto who? Jesus. So zone everybody. Even our online members, they have fed some of you with nonsense about the church. And your faith towards the ministry is wavering. That is rubbish. The only reason why you should stop coming to the church is if the word of God is compromised. But as long as truth is prevailing in that ministry, God is there. So zone everybody. Don't be too self-righteous. God did not send away Satan. When he came to the meeting in heaven, Job 1:6, he welcomed him. I can imagine God saying, welcome. Great, great, great man of God. Come and sit down here. Then God started a discussion with Job, with Satan. Have you considered Job my servant? Satan was replying, God, yes now. Is it not because you did this? God and Satan were discussing as friends. So if God can be discussing with Satan as friend, how much more you? So don't be too self-righteous. Stop that nonsense. Be wise. Be wise. Be wise. That child of Satan can give you a genuine prophecy. That child of Satan, God can even use him to heal you. That bread seeker, God can use that person to bless you. That hireling, you can't even do without that hireling. So be wise in your spirit. If you won't go home, in that me, you know where you're walking. In this same church, I heard that there are, of course, we go to weddings, we see our people serving alcohol. There are brothers that go to beer parlor in this ministry. Sometimes prophet to pick them out. Don't drink, they want to poison that drink. And there are some that go. There are some that go to beer parlor. Some of them are even regular members of the church, not visitors. And in the same church, some Fridays ago, pastor picked something in the spirit and said there are some people that have problem with drinking. They should come out. Many brothers that were sincere came out. He prayed for them. You could see some people manifesting. But there are some people that their second name is beer. They were watching. Whatever pastor said did not affect them. It is who they are. It is who they are. So please, don't allow yourself to be influenced by anybody negatively. Don't keep malice. Don't be too self-righteous. And for light to shine, you need both the positive and what? The negative. If you are a child of God, walk with wisdom. The purpose of this message is not to cause segregation. It is for you not to be stumbled or offended. It is for you to mind who influences you, who you bring close. It is to give you a form of spiritual protection, a spiritual covering, so that if anything happens tomorrow, you will not be stumbled. You are not a Christian because I am a Christian. You are a Christian because you have an anchor with Jesus. So if you hear that Brother Olumide loses his testimony as a Christian tomorrow, he should not stumble you. There's a great man of God I used to love in one of the denominations. Outside this message, it is only aside this, our message setting, it is only his sermons I have listened to. Some people that are close to me know this person. I always talk about him. As powerful minister of repentance, Pastor Smart, you know who I'm talking of. One day I was speaking with a pastor that left Assemblies of God, who is now in the message. And he told me how that mighty man of God fell into fornication. In fact, the man confessed that he has been battling with this thing for so long, this and that. You know? Now, That thing is enough to stumble you. Because if you hear what this man has preached, I don't want to mention his name because I believe he should have repented. If you hear his messages, so if he has stumbled, now that means, oh, I can say, that means all these things he's saying is not even true. No, don't be stumbled by anybody. Look unto Jesus. If everybody in Bride Assembly is fornicating, look unto Jesus, don't fornicate. If everybody in Bride Assembly is living wrong, don't join them to look unto Jesus. Salvation is personal. God did not call two people to save them together. How I walk with God is different from how you walk with God. I might be a tear, you might be a child of God. I might be an hireling, you might be a child of God. So you need to know God for yourself. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So you must know Christ before you follow Paul. May the Lord bless us. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father and our God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for this word. Lord, we pray that you help us. We pray that you give us the wisdom we need in these times. We pray that you will give us strength in Jesus' name. And so shall it be. I will follow you till the end of time. I will follow. Can we sing that song?
I will follow Jesus.
Follow you till the end of time. Lord Jesus Christ. If you were blessed, clap your hands for Jesus.